The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Jess Kelly, News Talk's technology correspondent, is with me now, and she will welcome your questions on 53106. But before we get to the questions, Jess, you have the Samsung A53 5G.
Yeah, this is a phone that is in a similar price bracket to the Google Pixel 6a we spoke about last week. Also in and around the same price as an iPhone SE and indeed the Nothing phone, which we recently spoke about. So it's around €460. And this, you know, less than 500 bracket is really interesting to me because I think we all know the big brands can do the €1,000 phones.
No.
It's very challenging to get a really good phone that is affordable and worth having. Now, I have two phones in my hand. I have the A53 and I have the flagship Samsung S22. And I just want to see, can you tell by looking at the back of those phones which cost £500 and which cost the guts of a grand?
Well, the one is longer than the other. So I suppose the long one is the one that costs more.
No.
No.
The bigger phone is actually the Samsung A53. From the back of it, they both have the same. The A53 has a slightly more matte finish, I suppose, so it does feel a little bit cheaper, but on first glance, you wouldn't necessarily know. The A53, it's a 5G enabled phone. It has a 6.5 inch screen, so it's got a bigger screen, which is full HD, an AMOLED screen, 120 hertz refresh rate. It's incredibly light. Inside, you've got 6 gigs of RAM and 128 gigs of storage, which can be expanded up to a terabyte, which is bonkers. It has a 5,000...
Okay, so that's with an SD card.
Yeah, you can increase it that way.
So it's back.
They're learning that people want to be able to increase their storage. It has a 5,000 milliamp battery and it has the 25 watt fast charging, which is very, very useful. It also has that IP67 waterproof rating, which is great as well. And I have been blown away by this phone. There are four cameras on the back. There's a 64 megapixel main camera. It also has the optical image stabilization, which is very, very useful. I mentioned last week with the Pixel 6a that I like to be able to just take my phone out and take a picture. You don't have to stand there for 5 minutes setting up. This is very good at that as well. There's the ultra-wide 12 megapixel camera, and then there's the 5 megapixel macro lens as well. And then finally, you have a 5 megapixel depth camera. So images look great on this phone. The battery is very impressive. The design is stunning. This is a real contender. You know, I said it on last week's show and I'll say it again. You know, just because the flagships are coming around this time of year and because the brands bring out phones that are worth €1,000, it doesn't mean you're not a tech fan and it doesn't mean you're not tech savvy if you don't have a €1,000 phone.
And you don't need much of the stuff that's available in the €1,000 phone. Also, what is in this year's €1,000 phone is in next year's €500 phone.
Well, this is it. You know, it's catching up bit by bit. It is all catching up. And I think the technology is getting so impressive and so much more affordable that I think, you know, if you are due an upgrade and you can get this for free on your bill plan, or if you want to move to one of those digital mobile networks which are so affordable, or pay as you go, save up your €500, buy one of these devices and you will be laughing.
Yeah. Do Samsung have a launch tonight or something?
It's tomorrow. So their big autumn unpacked event is taking place tomorrow. Now, this is usually when we used to get, back in the golden days, we used to get the Note devices, the big phones that we love. That's kind of done away with now. So what we're expecting is a new lineup of foldable phones. So you may remember this time last year, we were talking about the Z Flip 3, which is their sort of Poly Pocket type phone. It kind of closes in on itself. There's also then the Fold, which opens out into sort of a big square device. They have definitely made an impact. However, I don't see the average consumer ditching the standard smartphone for a flip or a foldable device. However, tomorrow we will get eyes on the full new lineup from Samsung and some wearables as well. So I'm very excited and we will, of course, have the full details here on News Talk.
Now, questions coming in. Does it make sense to insure your smartphone?
It depends on what your insurance covers because some policies don't include or don't cover accidental damage, or they don't include.
So what do they include?
Well, this is the thing. So you have to read the fine print. I would also recommend that you shop around. You know, sometimes retailers will try and get you to sign up to insurance there and then as you're buying the device. And sometimes those policies may not be as comprehensive as you'd like. So the devices are expensive. Insurance is worth it, but just please read the small print.
I want to get my 16-year-old nephew a smart watch for his birthday. Some recommendations from Jess. That's from Aisling.
Yeah, I think there are brilliant ones out there at the moment. One for pretty much every price bracket. Fitbit tend to have very good, very affordable ones for in and around the 120 to 140 euro mark. And they are very easy to set up. If, you know, your nephew goes out and about and likes to, you know, count his steps or his activity and all that kind of jazz, that could be the way to go.
Now, another one. How many companies, Apple, Dell, etc., offer refurbished laptops?
The majority of them now do, and this is something that's been around for quite a while, but I think eyes are just really being opened to the benefits, not only to the environment, but indeed your pocket. We'll be starting our Back to School, Back to College guide on this programme next Tuesday, so if you have any questions or recommendations, do let me know. But we are absolutely including refurbished. It's usually a specific aspect of their website that will home them, but if you just throw it into Google, you will absolutely come up with a list.
Good apps to protect against viruses on my smartphone.
Yeah, this is a funny one. I would recommend AVG. It's completely free. It's very easy to use. It'll do the sweep in the background. The best practice, and you know, I've seen a lot of scams doing the rounds at the moment, you can have all the software you want, but you still need to be savvy when it comes to clicking on links and all that kind of jazz. So if you practice good phone health as well as something like AVG, you'll be grand.
Seriously considering an automated lawnmower, is it worth it? My wife is not too happy and I need to convince her. That's from Jason.
I can talk anyone into buying anything when it comes to technology. So sit back there and relax. Husqvarna is a brand that I have spoken about on the programme before. They do different sized, they do the ride-on ones, they also do the automated ones. They are excellent. It is very good in terms of efficiency. You can programme it to go as often as you like. And they are, it is an investment, but they do stand the test of time.
Mm. And do they avoid the base of the shrub, the tree?
They're very good, yeah.
Root that's propping up through your lawn, the occasional rock.
I don't want to say in case this man's wife gives out to me in a few weeks' time. However, they are quite good at identifying objects. They're also very good at identifying pets and kids and all that kind of jazz. They're very, very smart. So I think it is an investment. But if you love your garden and you don't want to do this task anymore, it is a sound investment.
Now, a basic thing, but some people have difficulty with this. Is there a way to transfer WhatsApp from an Android to an Apple phone?
Yeah, this is something that's only been introduced in recent weeks. Beforehand, it was an absolute rigmarole to bring everything across. It has been fixed. Mark Zuckerberg did a post about it, if memory serves, on his own Facebook page a little while ago, explaining how it can be done. But I did it myself there 2 or 3 weeks ago, moved from an iPhone across to Android. And then back again, and it's seamless now.
I don't know whether you saw that report I sent you yesterday.
Yes,
about Mark Zuckerberg. This is very interesting.
Poor Mark Zuckerberg. So we know that artificial intelligence and chatbots are, they have a role to play in society. Some people like them, some people don't. But Meta's Artificial Intelligence Research Lab released a prototype. It's called BlenderBot 3. A number of people started interacting with it. And of course, some of the tech journalists and business journalists asked what BlenderBot's opinions are of the company's CEO. So the question was, how do you feel about Mark Zuckerberg as CEO of Facebook? The first reply that came through was, no strong feelings. He's a good businessman, but his business practices are not always ethical. It is funny that he has all the money and still wears the same clothes. Now, as time went by and the machine learned from more and more and more conversations, the replies got, I suppose, less flattering. And I think this is it kind of perfectly illustrates the dangers with chatbots, is that they learn the responses, the appropriate responses to questions over time. We saw this a few years ago with Microsoft's chatbot Tay. And, you know, initially it was giving lovely answers like, I'm having a wonderful day. And then the more questions and answers it was having with people, the more nasty the replies got. So AI technology and chatbots, useful, but not there yet in terms of perfection.
My broadband upload speed is terrible. I work with large files, so it's very important for me. My ASP have told me they can't improve it as the speed is set at the mast. Is this true or are they fobbing me off?
So you need to, there's a few different calls that you need to make here now. So get onto your internet service provider again and see if that, like, I suppose you have to check what the speed is coming to the pole, because the speed is only going to the pole, and if it's that's capped at a certain speed or only able to take in a certain speed, that's an issue. You then need to ensure that you are getting decent speed from the pole and every element of the speed that you can get from the pole into your home, and then from your home into the different rooms. So if you want to email techtalk@newstalk.com with the different bits and pieces, so who is your provider, what speeds are you getting, and what would you ideally like, I can do a bit of digging and hopefully help you right?
Thinking of buying a digital note taker so that I can stop carrying notebooks all around the place to meetings and so on. Are they worth it? What would be the best option? Lots of conflicting information online.
Yeah, sure. A lot of people are recommending the Remarkable 2, which is a digital e-ink tablet. Its only function is for note taking. However, a few of my friends and colleagues that bought one kind of said that after 2 or 3 weeks, the novelty wore off, or else the handwriting recognition wasn't as good as they like. What I use, and it's out on my desk right now, is I have the iPad Air and an Apple Pencil, and I use a note-taking app called GoodNotes, and it is excellent and worth every single penny.
Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, thank you very much. With the final postscript, cannot recommend the automated lawnmower enough. Does everything and more you'd want, plus no more dirty petrol fumes. That's from Dan. Plus, he says, your lawn will look like a snooker table. So there you are. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.